Foods that could lower your libido. Many of you have read or heard me say, foods can be a medicine or a poison. These foods listed could be a poison that could lower your libido. Dairy. Bloating and gas can really take a toll on anyone's sex drive. If you think you may suffer from lactose intolerance, you might want to try out some non-dairy alternatives to see if the side effects subsist, especially if you anticipate a night of lovemaking. Alcohol. Drinking alcohol in excess can be hazardous for your libido. Binging on alcohol can cause erectile dysfunction, cramping your sex drive. You don't have to cut out alcohol altogether to maintain an active sex life. Drink no more than 2 to 3 alcoholic beverages a night and, ideally, no more than 5 to 7 per week. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, moderate drinking is defined as up to 1 drink a day for women and 2 a day for men, and anything over that is considered unhealthy. Microwave popcorn. Microwave popcorn might seem like a good idea on a binge night of Netflix, but it has negative consequences on your libido. The lining in many kinds of microwave popcorn contains perfluorooctanoic acid, an endocrine disruptor that can drive down testosterone levels. Healthier alternatives are Quinn popcorn, Jolly Time popcorn, Snappy Popcorn Company, and Newman's Own Organics. Flaxseed. For more than 5,000 years, flaxseed has been used for healing and health benefits. Flax seeds are a great source of omega-3 essential fatty acid, and it's also a source of phytochemicals called lignans. They are high in dietary fiber, magnesium, potassium, and manganese, as well as minerals phosphorus, iron, and copper. Men might want to think twice before sprinkling them on everything they eat. Ground flax seeds have lignin and fiber, which helps to metabolize estrogen. In large amounts, it might lower testosterone, according to current research. But don't cut flaxseed out of your diet altogether. Limiting consumption to 1 to 2 teaspoons a few times per week in order to get the fiber benefit to help prevent heart disease risks but still avoid the testosterone-lowering side effect. Females may not be as at risk from having flaxseeds in their diet due to the fact they have far more estrogen to begin with, but should be very aware of this connection. It's better to be informed and make informed choices. Your health and fitness coach, Steve Jordan.